K4OIM. Could I get a signal report, please?
K4OIM and 4DJC, you sound good. Audio sounds really good.
My name here is Walt. QTH is Inman. And about 4 days ago, I come out here and got my truck, this doggone radio. It wouldn't transmit, and the numbers on the screen was all messed up. And I come out here, was going to take it out and take it in there and put it on the bench to see what was wrong. And my ground wire came loose. So thank you for the signal report.
I thought I recognized your voice. Handle his Jeeve. It sounds good to me. It sounds, you might have a little bit of tiny bit of white noise, but not much at all. But the audio sounds really good on it. Sounds nice and crisp.
Little antique, the Yaesu CPU 250A. It's one of the first radios that came out with the computer in it. And I just had it in my truck. And, man, I'm glad it was the ground wire.
Yeah, well, it's hard to get somebody to work on radios these days unless it's a fairly new one. But, I guess finding parts for them is getting hard today. There was a fellow here in Anderson that worked on about every kind of mobile. ICOM, Kenwood, Jeyzu, all of them, and he moved to... He originally lived in somewhere near Norcross, somewhere like that, near Atlanta. And he moved back not long ago, several years ago, but he had a little shop down here just off Main Street, and I didn't even know he was here until after he'd already gone.
Are you talking about Ed?
The fellow's name there, it might have been Ed. He had a little place right there near the post office. It's kind of the backside, I think, or near the post office on Main Street. But he'd been here. He'd moved here from, I can't remember. He lived here part-time, I think. He moved here from somewhere. I can't remember where. But he might have moved here from Atlanta. He had two houses, I think, Walt, and he kind of worked between them. And I don't know whether he's still repairing radios or not, but somewhere over around either Duluth or Norcross or somewhere over there, just this side of Atlanta. At least that's where he was. But I didn't even know he was even here. I'd have got him to work on a couple of mine years ago if I'd known he was here. But by the time I figured out who he was and where he was gone.
You're talking about when you say it's hard to get parts for them. I'll work on them, but the old tube type. I'm not. I'll go into one of my transistorized, but. It's only for me, but I've got an OSX-99 Holocrafter in there now. I'm waiting on a cap kit to come from China. I bought this thing from this lady up in Landrum. It is like brand new. It's got all the original stickers on the bottom and the schematic in the lid and all. I mean, it's in mint condition. But it's got all them old bumblebee capacitors in it, and I'm waiting on a kit now to come from China to recap it. And the 6K6GT amplifier tube was bad. I ordered it out of New York, and it's supposed to be here Wednesday. Then I got an OSX-111 holocrafter in there that... I want to get somebody to sandblast the cabinet on it and repaint it. My daughter keeps saying, Daddy, when you going to sell some of this stuff? I buy it to fix and sell, but I get attached to it.
You mean, I hadn't had a tube radio in years, but I used to love using them. It just had a better sound to it, maybe both audio and and just that tube sounds a little warmer, just like it is for tube stereos and stuff like that. Got a different sound quality to it. And I was talking to somebody, I think the other day I was talking to, might have been talking to Tom, in 0TR about talking on 20 meter AM. I haven't been very long time. I've been on about, I think this year will be 41 or 42 years, but, you know, we still have a good bit of tube stuff. When I started out, and I always enjoyed using it. It's always hard to tune up on a, unless you had a dipole or something like that, you know, it was already, you know, it was resonant. But I enjoyed it because it was always that, always had a good time. And he's talking 20 meter AM, and I had to be careful though because I was a general. I had to make sure I didn't get to into the advanced portion or extra portion of 20 meter phone, 20 meter phone, and I was just to splatter over. I got one pink ticket one time where I splattered over a little too far, but that's the only time.
I was a novice for 29 years, and I had a stroke. I was back here in my shack and monitoring the hurricane net 2 years ago, and the back door of my shack blew open, and I went back there to close the door, and I got a feeling funny, and I throwed my hand up to catch myself from falling. And I was having a stroke, and I fell out the back door on my head and broke my neck. So I was laid up for about a year, and my daughter said, "Daddy, why don't you upgrade your radio license? I'm tired of that diddy-diddy stuff." And I went and got my technician, and then went back the next month and got my general. Yeah, I've been a ham for now about 32 years.
Friend, he's a silent key, had been for a number of years now. His call was WB4RE, he was in Fort Mill. He had his novice, and then he got his technician back sometime back in the 70s, I guess, but he had one of those WN calls originally, and then when he got his technician license, he got a WB. You had it back in years ago, you had to upgrade within a year, I think, or you lost your call and had to start out all over again, I think. And I may be wrong about that. I may have my wires crossed. But he was a technician for years and years and did a lot of work on 6 meters, and he just couldn't pass that code. And I didn't have any trouble with code. I got my novice and passed my technician, passed my general code within 6 or 8 months to get my novice license. And I gave him those tapes, and those tapes, he'd use those tapes, and I got him a key. He learned that 13 word per minute code in about less than 6 months, I think.
When I got my novice, but yeah, it was good for 1 year, and you had to move up. And I said, if I ever learn 5 words a minute, I'll never use CW again. And after I got the 5 words a minute, I didn't care about going on AM or sideman. I got on a AM net last week on 40 meters. I forgot what frequency they are. But I got on 40 meters on an AM net first time. That was the first contact I've ever had with on AM.
It takes up a lot of space, but it sure does sound good on the radio, though, especially on the old radio. But, yeah, I did 40 meter and 20 meter AM. Also, now we had some old-time hams in the area, and that's what they'd get on. We'd have a little local net sometimes, and semi-local net, and we'd get on there and talk on AM and try to keep the power down to keep them getting into everybody's electronics, because that was a big deal back in those days, because you still had a, you know, it wasn't like it is now. The stuff wasn't shielded very well, and you And I was telling Tom about one of my friends had been a ham since the late 30s. He got in on some ladies. He was a CW guy, and she could hear his CW signal coming over. It was resonating on her old iron kitchen sink.
He's living in a apartment complex over in Greer, and I was coming in on this black lady that lived across the breezeway. I was coming in on her telephone and TV. And one day somebody knocked on my door. I went to the door, and it was two guys from the FCC. One guy, he stayed out in the yard, and one guy came in with me, told me that they had complaints, and he went there and told me to fire my radio up. Back then, I had an old Tempo 1, and he said, run it down on low power. So I fired it up, and I think I had it on 20 watts, and he waited a minute. He said, all right, crank it up. I went up to 100 watts. He waited a few minutes, and the other guy came, knocked on the door, and he came in. He said, well, how was it? He said, he's clear as clean as a whistle. And they got to investigating, and when they built those apartments, they used coax for the telephone lines and all. And he said, I can't tell you to quit operating. He said, I just like for you to, observe quiet hours. I said, what is that? He said, from 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, I was working the third shift, and the lady that complained, she was a school teacher. It worked out fine for me because I was sleeping during the quiet hours.
That's pretty funny. Oh, man. I know a lot of those old junky phones and stuff they made back in the 70s. They didn't have any shielding on to mount to anything. Nine times out of ten, it wasn't a ham radio and stuff. It was old junky old stuff that the people used for phones. That's really weird having that coax in there. I've never heard of that. I guess that would save some money.
Where'd it go?
The repeater out. I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. It just, you were talking, and it just went back to static.
Too long-winded, Walt. I get that way sometimes.
Von Prime Man is pulling in the driveway. So I better get off here. I appreciate the QSO.
Yeah, Walt, we'll see you later. He probably on the net tonight. We'll talk to you later. Have a good N4DJC clear.
Before I am clear, 7-3.